One thing we may want to be careful of when we are trying to teach people our faith is a principle I'm seeing more and more, and actually I've seen other people write about it as well. And the principle is based on, we are right, let me tell you how you are wrong. Now, you might turn around and say, well, but we believe in the teachings of Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And therefore, if we're teaching the truth, then obviously we must be right. And if people are countering that, then they are wrong. There's a truth to that, but there's no dialogue. Now, here's the thing to look at. If there's no dialogue, how are you going to help people understand what we believe if your whole position is, I'm right, and let me tell you why you're wrong? Welcome to our program, The Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts. If this is your first time tuning into our podcast and you're kind of curious, well, where are we going there? I just want to welcome you and hope that our words touch your heart today. If you're returning to our program, oh, we're very happy that you are here and welcome back, of course. Assuming that you're returning because you've enjoyed the previous programs or there's something there that really excited you or touched you, even angered you, so I'm going to listen to him, see what he has to say today. We encourage you to share this link with friends and families so that we can reach a larger audience. You know, someone did that earlier, and now we're on Reason. I got an email saying someone connected up with us and wants us to connect with you. So we're on a program called Reason.fm. So I guess that's an app, and you can also go to the website there, Reason.fm. So we're now on Reason. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Podbean. We're on Google. We're all over the place. So and we're on a few others. And then don't forget, we are always on WROL 950 AM right here. We also have another program on WEZ 590 AM at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning. We're here on WRO 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can also stream us through WRLradio.com. So one of the things we want to be careful of with this attitude of we're right, therefore we let us show you where you're wrong, is there's several things that are wrong with the attitude. And one of them is there's no place for dialogue. You're not dialoguing when you're sitting there saying, this is how you're wrong. You know, you ever have that situation when you're talking to someone? It just happened to me the other day. And I was like, as a matter of fact, it happened to me at the Big E. And it was a salesman who was selling. I'm not going to say what he was selling because I will never buy from this company just because of the attitude of the salesperson. And I'm walking around the Big E. I'm not necessarily going to buy anything there. I says, well, do you have a website I could buy it from? And his whole attitude was, I'm right, you're wrong. So he said, yeah, you can. It's going to cost you 40% more. But if you want to do that, go ahead. Have a good day, sir. And he walked away. He didn't want to have any discussion with me unless I was willing to buy the way he wanted me to buy. Well, guess what? There was no dialogue, and he so much turned me off. I will never buy anything from this company, ever, because there are different companies that sell exactly the same thing, so I'll go, no, I can go to another company. I was so turned off by that. Well, think of that. If your attitude when you're speaking to someone who wants to know about Christianity is, we're right, let me show you how you're wrong, you're not going to teach them anything. You're just not, because you're going to turn them off by your attitude. And true evangelization involves listening. What is it? You know, when people come and say, well, I don't understand why Jesus would say X, Y, and Z. I don't understand why you don't believe in whatever. Name the issue here. Fill in the blank. Name the issue here. I don't understand why Catholics are against abortion. I don't understand why Catholics are against gay marriage. I don't understand why Catholics believe the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. I don't understand. And if you turn around and say, well, that's what we believe, and there are people who do this, and this is why you're wrong, they're never going to understand what we believe. They never will understand. And even if they disagree with it, it's one thing to disagree but understand where we're coming from. It's another thing to be completely clueless as to where we're coming from because no one explained. So do you understand that? So it's really important for us to have that good attitude of dialogue, of listening. And we can't listen if our attitude is, well, we're right, and let me show you how you are wrong. We can't do that. And it's a real problem in a lot of venues within our church. It's a real problem in some media venues in our church. It's a real problem. And you listen for it. And if I say it, you tell me, oh, Father, I heard the attitude on the show. Well, let me know. Listen for it. We're right. Let me show you how you're wrong. And what's wrong with that is there, not only is there no dialogue, but every so often we have to reevaluate what we believe. Now, when I say that, I don't mean we have to change our beliefs. I don't mean that we turn around and say, well, I believe Jesus was right about this, but I don't think he was right about that. No. But we have to understand how we hear and believe and embrace Christ's teachings, because our ability to understand what Christ is teaching is always growing. And if we don't allow that process to happen, then it doesn't grow. Then we don't have a deeper faith, and our faith remains at an immature level, and we want to make it more mature. Remember what I said on Sunday. The rich man said in the gospel last week, the rich man said that he had been following the Ten Commandments since he was a child. That means a child can follow the Ten Commandments. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Do you ever want to have an input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or a deacon any ideas on which to preach? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions. There, your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Input for Homily and follow the instructions, and your words may make a difference at what is preached every single weekend at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. That's St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And while you're there, check out our website. Check out the archives of the show, our Substack newsletter, our blog. You can also hit our shopping page where you can look over some of the things that we are offering, including my latest book, which, by the way, is offered at a discount. It's going to be at a higher price when I finally give the final release, but it's a chance for you to look over it, tell me what you think. And by the way, if you'd like a signed copy of it, bring your copy to me, and I'll be more than happy to do that. But anyway, check that out. CatholicAudioMedia.com. Shopping for the shopping section. Contact for sending us information or prayer requests or whatever. And also St. Anthony Parish, if you want to come by. Remember, you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. So we're talking about this powerful attitude that happens, that we want to be careful of. And that attitude, it can be, we're right, let me show you how you're wrong. And there is nothing there that helps us to deepen our faith. The reason is because we only deepen our faith when we are humble before the Lord and we are in, like, the ability to hear and to listen to what he has to say. Now, I'm very much one who promotes prayer and different forms of prayer, especially contemplation, sitting before the Blessed Sacrament and just being in prayer before the Lord in silent prayer. If you can't do silent prayer, do some good spiritual reading. But really, it's important to do it for a certain amount of time. If you're a priest, for an hour, and if you're a lay person, for less time, or even if you can do it for an hour. But definitely be a person of prayer. It's essential, because that's how we listen to the Lord. That's how we do understand where the Lord is working in our life. Now, sometimes on my day off, I'll do a holy hour as part of my day off. And I was out in Spencer at St. Joseph Abbey, which is one place I'd like to do a holy hour. I've only done it once before, 2 weeks ago after COVID. I used to do it regularly before COVID. And so I did my holy hour, and then it was time to return. So I come I'm heading back on Route 90 to the parish, and I'm listening to Megyn Kelly on the Triumph channel on Sirius XM, and she's interviewing a man by the name of Ryan Holiday, and he's talking about the wisdom of the Stoics. And one of the things that came out, apparently it's from his latest book, if you look it up, it's something to do with courage, sorry, I don't have the book title in front of me, but Ryan Holiday's his name, and he talks about a Stoic by the name of Epictetus, who lived around the time of Marcus Aurelius, and he basically taught, and I'm not going to have the quote exactly right or anywhere close, but basically he taught, if you believe you know everything, you can't learn anything. So, if we come from the attitude, I know my faith, I have an understanding, I know what Jesus taught, I know what we believe, I know this, and you don't approach it from a humble perspective, saying, Lord, I'm always ready to learn this on a new way, I'm always ready to learn a new thing, I'm always ready to learn this on a deeper level, you will never learn anything. And we need these little revolutions in our faith to stop and basically relearn our faith so that we understand those areas where we maybe went slightly the wrong way. We're not into sin territory or anything else, but we're in a way that we're misunderstanding one of the things that Jesus taught, or we have developed an attitude that makes us unable to really evangelize effectively, or we're not living a holy life to the level that Christ is calling us to because we already figure we have it figured out. We do our routine, the whole bit. You see that we need these little revolutions every so often that allow us to be humble before the Lord so that we can deepen our faith. That's essential. If we don't do that, we will walk down this very difficult and very painful path of saying, we're right, let me show you how you are wrong. You cannot evangelize, you cannot dialogue, because you're starting with the position, well, you're wrong, and let me tell you how you're wrong. And you're right back to that salesperson over at the Big E selling that product that I won't name, that I will never buy because the attitude so turned me off. Because it was, you know, sorry, I have more things to deal with and I want to deal with you. I'm right, you're wrong. You know, we can't be like that. And we need to humble ourselves so that we can deepen our faith. And so we can preach and live our faith. You know, we're going to have Father Adriano tomorrow, as we always do. In the meantime, if what you heard today touched your heart, we encourage you to share today's podcast with friends and family so that they can be enlightened as well. And our goal is always to reach new listeners daily, and together we can make that happen. And thank you again for tuning us in. We look forward to you tuning in to our next podcast. So we're here every single Monday through Friday on the radio on WRL 950 AM. You can also hear us at WRLradio.com and also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Have a blessed day. In Cristo vivimos.